healthy life.
Toll free here as we launch into the second hour of this edition of the program. We do it 7 nights a week live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. So you can join us during those hours and you can bring up whatever you'd like. Even if you're not listening live, some stations that air the show take us in what they call delay broadcast, meaning you might be listening during an overnight or something like that. And you can always call us during the live hours, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You don't have to necessarily be on topic to call the show. You can bring up anything you want. Hence the name, Free Talk Live. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Allie.
We, for those of you just tuning in, have been talking pretty much exclusively about police quotas. And what brought this up is a story out of Allie's hometown of Auburn, Alabama, where a man who was a police officer,
Justin Hanners,
he is no longer a police officer. Mr. Hanners has been fired. The government guys are not going into details on the reason for his firing. But Hanners, I think, believes that he was fired due to the fact that that he revealed the fact that the department has quotas.
Sure.
And we were talking on earlier about how it would be nice if people knew a way to support Hanners. And I just got a message. There's a Facebook page, Citizens Behind Justin Hanners, with a link to donate to his legal defense fund.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He wants to take him to court.
So I hope he cleans their clock.
The name is Citizens Behind Officer Justin Hanners, and he presently has 7,300 likes.
Oh, great. Do you have access to our Facebook?
I sure do. I'll share.
Go ahead and post that.
I will.
Nemi's going to post that on the Free Talk Live Facebook, so you can head over there and lend whatever level of support to Mr. Hanners that you can. And I think that he should be supported by liberty-oriented people. I mean, we don't even know if this guy is really liberty-friendly. He's just honest enough to actually tell it like it is. He's actually one of the few cops with the courage to step out from the thin blue line and to speak out about corruption.
He's the kind of person that a lot of the people who support police think the police are like.
Yeah.
They expect them all to be this way, where they would say, no, I'm not going to follow a quota. I'm here to protect people's rights. And unfortunately, people who are like that end up getting pushed out. And only
people
who are interested in bullying others get left, because they generate the most revenue for the city.
Now let's envision a town where no laws are being broken, everyone is peaceful, no one is causing disruption, and these folks are expected still to make 100 contacts with people. Per month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if I am peacefully enjoying my property, minding my own business, does this mean that this police officer still has to talk to me? And in that regard, it just is bad news to me. It's looking for trouble where trouble doesn't necessarily exist.
You know, where did it come from, the claim about the 100 contacts?
The 100 contacts, I have a document here I'm looking at on Google Docs that was linked from the HuffPo article, and it is a scan, apparently, of the response to Justin Hanner's grievance. And it's from Bill James, who is the public safety director of the city of Auburn. And it says, I received your grievance dated November 14th, 2012. On November 16th, you stated you've gone through your whole chain of command and they have not resolved your grievance. The whole chain of command is typical when there are multiple layers in the supervisory structure. In reviewing your original grievance, it seems you are aggrieved that you were moved out of the bike division, that you were disciplined for not making enough contacts while you were working. First, Chief Dawson or his designated party has the discretion to move any officer within a section that does not involve a promotion or demotion. There is not a policy that prohibits him from doing so or to reassign any officer as they deem best for the division. Second, you object to a requirement that you have a certain number of contacts in a given period. One of the major duties in your job description is patrols an assigned area to detect and deter crime. 30%. That's 30% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the requirements under this major duty are patrol the city in an automobile or on a bicycle to deter and detect crime, make arrests for criminal activities, enforce traffic laws, serve felony and misdemeanor warrants. These are duties that every patrol officer has to perform. As you have seen on your performance appraisals under this major duty, each area mentioned above begins with effectively. Your supervisor has to determine in each of these areas, as well as other areas in the appraisal, whether you are effectively meeting these standards.
Not effectively, or effectively, not appropriately.
Correct. In many of the areas, the only way to do that is to have a quantifiable number. Under, quote-unquote, effectively enforces traffic laws, for example, how should your supervisor rate you without stating the numbers of citations or warnings you issued? The same can be said for making arrests or issuing warrants. In your response to Lieutenant Coffey and Sergeant Butler, you stated, quote, to require a shift of 15 officers to each have 100 contacts a month is absurd. Mm. There are approximately 16 working shifts for each officer per month to make 100 contacts, which include, among other things, traffic stops, issuing warrants, field interviews, and arrests, requires about 2 contacts per shift hour.
Is a field interview where the cops just come up to you and start asking you questions about where you're going?
That's generally what a contact is considered. Anytime a police officer gets in touch with you in some way, it's considered a contact.
Right. Or just in support of another case, if they're getting witness statements. Making 2 contacts per hour is not unreasonable and still seems to leave a lot of time to perform other duties that are detailed in your job description. Your supervisors, as well as I, have an expectation that each employee needs to be productive during their time on shift. This production is measured using different matrices, including numbers. This is not any different than quantifying miles of streets paved or number of fire hydrants painted.
Wow.
Our citizen surveys rate enforcement of speed limits in neighborhoods and efforts to prevent crime as medium and high priority.
But it's completely arbitrary, just like the way they decide how many fire hydrants they're going to have. It might be based on some kind of legislation, but it's not based on need.
By the way, in the Reason Update piece, which I'll post on our Facebook and Twitter and such, the author here actually, is it Radley Bacco? No, Tracy Oppenheimer. The author here gives Mr. The cop in this case, Justin Hanners, the chance to respond to that statement made by the public safety director that you were just reading about the 100 contacts and about how, you know, it's no different than any number of fire hydrants being painted. And the officer's response is as follows, quote, streets and fire hydrants don't have constitutional rights. Huh. They don't pay taxes. They don't vote. We're supposed to protect and serve the citizens, said Hanners. They continued, saying, they're not to be looked at as inanimate objects that we have to keep rank and file, like our streets being neat and our fire hydrants being painted.
That's a great response.
Yeah, if this guy should be police chief.
Right. Wouldn't that be wonderful if that's how the world works?
It doesn't, though.
It doesn't. So our citizen surveys rate enforcement of speed limits in neighborhoods and efforts to prevent crime as medium and high priority. These are the areas that your chain of command has put special emphasis on. You recently had disciplinary action for offensive conduct and your lack of production, and this is why your supervisors have continued
your
to counsel
lack
you.
Lack of production. You aren't producing enough tickets.
That's right.
You aren't producing enough revenue.
You haven't contacted enough people.
Because if he was actually... If they were actually looking at things and quantifying them by satisfaction of their customers, you know, like, hey, you actually solved a crime. You actually brought a real criminal to justice. You know, the people in Auburn have made compliments about you being a great officer. If their perspective was to look at how good of a job are you doing as a police officer in serving and protecting, which is what he thought his job was supposed to be, then he'd be considered a good officer. But since he's not producing, he's not churning out the number of tickets that are churning out the number of hundreds or thousands of dollars that they expect each officer to generate every single week, then he's a bad officer. I mean, that's what this is all about. Is there more to the statement that you wanted to share?
Let's see here.
Because I've got more from the city's official statement about this as well.
And this is why your supervisors have continued to counsel you about your work production. That's about the end of it. The person authoring this document says, I do not find any fault with your supervisors reassigning you within the patrol section or in requiring you to be productive while on shift.
So back to the city's official statement. This is being printed in the mainstream media. And, of course, the mainstream media doesn't really have an interest in seeing this story all the way through. They're going to just... report on what the city says.
Doesn't this seem juicy to anyone, though? Like, it would seem like
it's
they really are
up.
Giving up. a real opportunity to get readers when they pass up these stories.
Well, no, it's being picked up. I mean, AL.com, which is a pretty big Alabama news website, has picked up the story. At what level of detail it's being picked up, I don't know. But I know that OANow.com, which I believe is another Alabama site, is just, they're just printing up this statement verbatim. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, take control toll-free. Share your thoughts on the heroic, in my opinion, Auburn police officer, Alabama police officer, who actually came out, and not as though he's gay. Maybe he is, I don't know. But he came out against the police in this case. He came out not against the idea of policing, but against the department's policy of quotas. He actually has audio evidence, proof, that he was told about quotas. And, of course, the police department of the city is officially denying this. They are claiming...
It was a mistake.
Yeah, it was just... it was just an oopsie! One of your supervisors shouldn't have said that! We have given him a stern talking to. We'll continue the story here, because I've got more of the statement from the city. And then the actual statement that... or portion of the recording that he made. We've got some of the text from that. But first, I want to tell you about the School Sucks Project. It's a great podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. SchoolSucksProject.com. You can go there and register for an account, as well as participate in their forums, suggest show topics, and, of course, access years of archives all for free at SchoolSucksProject.com. So, the story is out of Auburn, Alabama. That's Allie's hometown. In fact, Allie, you even knew who this police chief was because you've had some interaction with him.
Everyone in Auburn's had some kind of interaction with Auburn Police Department, but I actually, my family and I made a stink about ours, and so we actually got to meet Chief Dawson. And, of course, because the reason we were there was because of a wrongful arrest, and it was very obvious they didn't have a case, you know, he kind of kissed our ass.
Mm.
So
that's pretty rare to get a cop to apologize.
It was. So I think that they're really just interested in maintaining their legitimacy with people. And
absolutely,
that's why it does not surprise me that they're just denying that any of this is real.
It's the best route for them. I mean, if they just deny, and then pretend like this was all just an oops by one of those shift supervisors, that they can brush this under the rug, they can deal with whatever lawsuit as quietly as possible from this particular officer, and as you said, keep their legitimacy among the people so people don't have some kind of a, you know, uprising and stop paying taxes or something.
Well,
as
plus,
if that would happen.
It's a college town, and so it would look really bad. Like, I'm sure that Auburn University is probably not interested in this story getting out either, because parents want to feel like their kids are safe. They're not going to get arrested and have some mark put on their record for the rest of their lives while they're at college. It's supposed to be about making your life in the future better.
So, let me continue on with this, the city's statement here. This is their official statement where, first of all, they admit... they say that the officer in question was terminated from employment and he's made false and unsubstantiated allegations surrounding the police division. They don't say what those false and unsubstantiated allegations are. They just lay it out, this guy's lying about us. So they don't make the claim about what they're saying is false. Then they go on to admit that, yes, one supervisory personnel member wrongfully conveyed a message about a quota. This was a mistake. We've talked to him.
So he didn't lie about that.
So,
correct.
Like, if I get pulled over by a police officer and he says, how much you had to drink tonight? And I say, I don't know, a couple beers. Oh, I wrongfully conveyed
right.
that.
Right. Well, whoops, we'll just cross this off the ticket,
I did
Allie.
Not mean when I said that. I will communicate better next time.
Right. So they say they've made it clear now to their supervisors that there are no quotas in the police division and are open. We've got an open-door policy. You can come in and talk to us anytime. We'll clear it up for you. He goes on to say, this is the city manager's statement. For patrol officers, those expectations do include enforcing traffic laws, which does require making contact with individuals on Auburn streets and sidewalks. Officers make those contacts not in response to quotas, but in response to apparent violations of the law. Because we do take all allegations seriously, when former police chief Dawson informed the city manager's office that allegations of corruption had been made, he asked if someone from the outside of the division would perform an evaluation to substantiate or disprove those allegations. The city manager authorized the city attorney to commission an evaluation by an independent party. See, these guys are on it. They are really concerned about these corruption allegations. They brought in an independent party.
What independent party is this?
Well, the city hired Bob Eddy, who has been an investigator at the Alabama Attorney General's office. That means he's a cop.
Yeah, that's not independent.
No, he's not biased at all.
No. Just because he doesn't work for the city of Auburn doesn't mean he's independent. He's a cop. The Attorney General's office is the top cop in Alabama. So he's an investigator for the head cop. He's a cop. Anyway, guess what he found? Go ahead. Go out on a limb.
No wrongdoing.
Of course.
Isn't that how it always goes?
How would they ever do anything wrong? They're the city. Everyone trusts them to do the right thing all the time.
Unfortunately, a lot of people do.
It's true. People, and that's why this strategy works, because all they have to do is just pretend like, this guy's lying about this cop. Who does he think he is? You know, there's something we can't tell you about him that's in his personnel file, but he's telling lies. Well, let me go on here. What did Mr. Eddie find, this man that they hired to do this independent investigation? He was given free rein, says the city manager, to look at police records, interview officers and staff, and take as long as needed to do a thorough investigation. Mr. Eddie conducted an almost 700-hour-long investigation. Now, we know that the city of Keene recently hired an investigator who's a former police chief, a former police captain, to investigate the Robin Hooders. He spent about 41 hours, got paid about $26, $27 an hour to do the work, and he did 40-something hours, so he got paid over $1,000. I wonder what Mr. Eddie here was paid for 700 hours of investigative work for the city. What do you think? I bet you it wasn't something cheap, like $10 an hour.
Probably not.
I bet you it was at least $20 an hour in this particular case. And it would be very interesting to find that out. 700 hours of investigation, including exhaustive interviews with Auburn police personnel, and found no corruption or wrongdoing.
Wow.
So our plate is clean here, citizens. We are upstanding, your servants. We are here for you, and look what we have done to prove to you how good and clean our hands are. Going on, though, with the statement from the city manager, the real tragedy of the unfounded accusation, like the one leveled by Mr. Hanners, the officer, is the negative impact that such a charge of corruption makes upon the officers we employ. The Auburn Police Division is an excellent and effective police force, staffed with dedicated officers. As a result of their tireless efforts, burglaries are down in Auburn by 32% over this time last year and are down 18.6% year-to-date. In our most recent citizen survey, a satisfaction with the quality of local police protection was 89%, which was 15 points above the national average. Only 2.6% of respondents indicated that they were dissatisfied with the local police protection.
Now, okay, so the 89%, did they actually have interactions with local police protection?
I don't know.
And how many of those 2.6% actually did have interactions with local law enforcement?
Auburn is a very diverse place, but because it has the school, it does attract a lot of wealth. There are a lot of wealthy people in Auburn, but there's also a lot of poor people.
Sure.
And it's kind of nice because you get a good range.
I bet you if you did the citizen survey in the poor neighborhoods, it'd turn out
it would be very skewed.
Plus, also, they might be afraid to actually speak out against the department, so you still may not get truth from everybody as far as how they really feel. But anyway, he goes on, we have investigated the accusations that have been made and have found them to be false. I'm confident, and I hope our citizens remain confident in the integrity and quality of Auburn Police.
They just fired it.
The only integrity they had.
That's right.
Yeah. We're coming up, 855, 453, you take control, it's Free Talk Live.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Do you believe the city's claim in this case that, it was just a mistake by one of the supervisors when he told these guys about quotas at this police department in Auburn, Alabama? Just an honest mistake. We've disciplined him. We don't have any kind of quotas here. Do you believe them?
Firing this officer wasn't retaliation.
No. We've got some other issues we can't discuss. This has nothing to do with the fact that he revealed that we have quotas, which we don't have. I mean, we would never have quotas in Alabama or anywhere. I mean, quotas just don't happen in the police world.
Right. Well, if you do think that they're telling the truth, then I say if you ever find your way to Auburn, Alabama, and see... Just see how many times you can count that someone is being pulled over by a cop or being questioned by a cop, and you'll realize that either something about entering Auburn territory makes people really want to break the law, or there's some kind of quota going on or some kind of incentive for officers to be doing this.
Some overzealous cops.
So here's the actual quote. Now, again, the cop in this case, Justin Hanners, he snuck some sort of recording device into one of his departmental meetings.
I wondered, was he taking a huge risk doing that?
He's taking a huge risk outing the police department for quotas. I mean, there's a chance they could really hurt this kid.
I just hope there's no legal risk for having done that.
I don't know. In most states, it's a one-party consent rule, so I'm going to guess Alabama's one of those states. New Hampshire's unusual, and it's one of the bad things about New Hampshire is that it's a two-party consent rule in New Hampshire. So, or it's an all-party consent, I guess, or whatever. But it's, you know, if you're in most states, it's one party, which means if one party knows that there's a recording going on, that it's legal. and that means you. So if you just, are the party,
it just
then it's
means
legal.
That I can't like leave a recording here and then go back and listen to what you guys were saying when I wasn't here.
That's a good right. point. Yeah, yep. You wouldn't be able to do that.
You there. Need to be privy to the conversation, even in a
Correct.
One-party state.
Right. So here's the text from the actual recording, which you can see in the Reason.com YouTube video. You can actually hear it there. Is that right? I haven't watched the video, Ali.
The interview?
Yeah. Not the interview, but what they say at the...
There's a little bit of the recording you hear Chief Dawson talk about.
Well, that's what I wanted to correct. It wasn't Chief Dawson. You thought it was Chief Dawson who was speaking in the recording.
Oh, that wasn't Dawson?
Where the troops are being addressed, so to speak.
Sure.
The meeting, the departmental powwow that they have before they go out for the day. According to OANow.com, the Opelika Auburn News... The quote is as follows from Shift Commander Sergeant Trey Neal saying, quote, officers will have 100 contacts per month minimum. 40 of those may be warning for traffic. The other 60 will be divided between traffic citations, non-traffic citations, field interviews, and custodial arrests. Do not be the one that does not get 100. And stay active. It's Saturday night. Let's go out here and make some contacts, put some asses in jail, write some tickets, and that's all, and all that neat, fun stuff we signed up to do, and we signed up to do this job.
Wow. Nothing about defending the Constitution.
Nope, just put some asses in jail, because that's what they're... belief system's all about.
And that's much
what pays
like
the bills.
The article you were talking about earlier, Ali, too. Let's just get bodies and cells.
Yeah, I wish I found that story, but yeah, that's exactly like, I think the guy's name was Adrian something, the NYPD police officer who was also fired for blowing the whistle on quotas, and he was put in a mental institution.
That's right.
They tried to discredit him as well, just like they're doing to Justin Hanners.
Finally, one more point on this story, and again, would love to hear from you with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm, especially if you are a believer and you just believe that the city of Auburn, they're telling the truth. This officer, maybe he did get told about quotas, but it was just a mistake. Who really believes that story? Who would take this hook, line, and sinker from the city manager? This is so obviously a cover-up. It's so ridiculous. Who believes this nonsense? 855-453. But finally, at the very end of a different piece, there, I think it's the OA News, Auburn Assistant City Manager James Buston also said that Reason Magazine, who broke the story, didn't do their journalistic duty. Quote, they didn't even offer us the opportunity to respond before they put it together. It's a pretty shoddy news organization, I would say. Well, actually, according to Reason.com's update, I have an email, this is their author, I have an email response from the police department with the public safety director copied declining my interview request. So the Captain Tom Stopher from the Auburn Police Division says, we respectfully decline your request to be interviewed regarding Mr. Hanners. We do not release information on nor discuss internal police personnel matters. Sincerely, Captain Tom Stopher.
So, I'll tell you who believes the story.
Oh, but that's not a lie. What he said when it was smearing the media, that wasn't a lie.
To be clear, it was the assistant city manager that attacked Reason.
Right.
And the assistant city manager didn't know that Reason had reached out to the police department. He jumped to a conclusion and
right.
presumed.
And assumed. That, right. Yeah. Right, right.
You know, I think that there are you probably won't find people outside of Auburn who would believe what the city is saying, denying basically that there are any quotas.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet that there are lots of people in Auburn who would just love to believe this. That they
Absolutely.
they just eat it up and it just makes them feel better about their hometown or the place that they went to school, and then they don't have to think about it anymore until the next time they get pulled over.
And some of them know the people involved, too, which is one of the reasons why, like here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we've got the Robin Hooding situation where activists have been, including myself, have been sued for this, by the city of Keene people for going and rescuing people from parking meters. Now, the city of Keene isn't suing over people being rescued from being ticketed at parking meters. The city of Keene's suing allegedly because Robin Hooders are supposedly intimidating and harassing their employees, which is kind of the same story here. The city came out with a press release. The city manager wrote a letter to the editor of the local newspaper, basically coming out and defending the honorable city employees from these dastardly Robin Hooders. And people know who the the city employees are. This is a small city. This is 25,000 people. Everybody knows everybody else. You know, 6 degrees of separation don't apply in a place like this. It's like 1 degree of separation for everybody.
Well, their parking meter maid friends aren't honest with them.
No, they're not.
Because they don't tell them that when I signed up for this job, they there was a clause that said that I need to be able to handle harassment. Those words, or that word specifically, from people.
The specific wording is that they're supposed. The wording is essentially that they're supposed to endure mental and verbal abuse as part of their job description. Now, I don't think the Robin Hooders are doing that. I've never done it. I've never seen video footage of that being done.
No, they haven't proved that yet.
They haven't proven it at all. But that's the narrative, right? And so the city comes up with their narrative for the way things work. And everybody that's friends with the city employee, of course they're going to believe their friend's story.
Sure.
They're friends with them. They, you know, go to church with them, or they go out to the golf course with them, or whatever. Our friends wouldn't lie to us. Those darn Robin Hooders, they must be out there threatening people and pushing them around.
And for a long time, the Sentinel didn't reach out to the Robin Hooders for any comment on the story at all.
And the local newspaper,
that's right.
Pretty shoddy reporting.
I would agree. I think that's changed now. I think we have at least been, a comment has been sought.
Mm-hmm.
But initially, at least, certainly not. Just take what you're fed, citizen.
Yeah, that's right. How it goes. So there you go. I don't think we got any more on this story with Mr. Hanners, but if it develops into something else, I hope that we'll hear about it and be able to tell you more about it.
I do have a related thing. We've talked about quotas in NYPD. I have another recent article here from the end of April saying about the stop and frisk trials in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
And the headline says, cops need quotas, say NYPD brass, because they're too lazy to work without them.
Hey, I can appreciate a lazy cop. I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, are you doing your job? You know, and what is your job?
Are you
out looking for trouble, or are you protecting and serving?
Their job is to issue tickets because they know that people will pay them.
That's right.
That's their job.
Generate revenue.
And every now and then they can stop a real bad guy, but they need to generate revenue first.
Can we talk about this just a little more?
The New York City thing?
Yes,
sure,
please.
Sure. We'll come back to that here. And then also, Nemi and I, we had a bit of an experience with bureaucracy today.
I had a lot of experience with bureaucracy today.
We'll tell you more about that, maybe probably coming up in hour three, but more coming up in this hour, 855, 453. Plus, you can bring up anything.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value in Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Allie.
And it is Ladies Night here. Of course, that doesn't mean you have to be a lady to call the show. You can call in about anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. And no, guys, you don't need to ask about the nearest bathroom all the time. You don't have to wake up several times a night. And a 15-second affair doesn't need 15 minutes. A healthy prostate means less urge to go, less frequency, and better flow. Healthy prostate means the new PT9 from Chamonix with 6 natural ingredients shown in clinical studies to do all of the above and more. In fact, PT9 has ingredients shown to boost your testosterone levels all in one pill, prostate and testosterone. So if you could try a magnificent natural formula that can help you enjoy your days more and sleep better at night, as well as boost your testosterone for better libido and performance, would you? Well, you can call for PT9 at 800-543-5833. That's 800-543-5833. It comes with an introductory half-price trial offer as well as a 6-month money-back guarantee. So the one question left is, why aren't you on the phone with Chamonix right now at 800-543-5833? That's 800-543-5833 for PT9. As we go to the phones and to the fun, and then more on corruption here with Nemi's got a little bit more about New York City police quotas. Braden, you're on listening to KZNU in St. George. Hey, Braden.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I had a question slightly off topic, but regarding police officers pulling over citizens for things such as no insurance or not registered, unregistered vehicles on the road when they actually do have insurance or they are registered.
Okay.
Well, how do they know? Just running your license plate?
Yeah, they'll run the license plate and they'll pull you over and say, "We ran your plate, that you came up with no insurance. Where are you headed tonight?" You know,
so what
like
was the question, though? I'm sorry, maybe we didn't get to
that. If you guys hear about things like that and just, you know, the constitutionality of it and all that and just...
Absolutely. Sort of. I'd like to speak to this, if I may. New Hampshire is, I believe, one of very few states that does not require insurance, but Vermont is a neighboring state, and if you are pulled over in Vermont without insurance, Vermont will suspend your right to drive in Vermont. Even though it doesn't affect your New Hampshire license, because under New Hampshire law, you're not required to have insurance. As far as a cop just running your plate, Unfortunately, I too have had this experience. Just pulled over, somebody liked my license plate, wanted to just kind of look at it. And my understanding is the plate is the property of the state. And so they can look it up without any probable cause. And it's damned unfortunate, if you ask me. So somebody just who happens to like the color of your car or a bumper sticker or just is wondering what you're up to can run your plate without
a cop. Not just someone.
Well, that's right.
It'd be really cool if we could access that database, too. Like, there have been some times when I've wanted to know who a car belonged to.
Well, sure. And I think we've had conversations where it would be great to have your phone number on your license plate.
Mm-hmm. What you should do next time is just, like, if someone seems suspicious to you, be like, hey, can you carry this for me? You have to, actually. And then, you know, you use it to keep tabs on them. Because that's what the state
does. That is essentially what the state does.
Yeah,
and it's maddening.
Yeah, Something that I've dealt with personally, I've been stopped, you know, for that reason, particularly, and I have proof of insurance, and so I pay my insurance regularly, so I was, you know, a little bit upset that it wasn't, you know, stopped my night, ruined my night, basically, because several things followed after.
So wait, just to clarify, they stopped you saying you had no insurance, even though you did?
I did, yeah, exactly.
The computer had not been updated with the correct information. I've run into this as well, absolutely.
Or it was an excuse to stop you.
Sure.
Go ahead, sorry.
Exactly, and that's exactly what it was. So I asked him, I said, I asked the officer kindly, would I be able to take a look at your screen maybe, or even, you know, can you take a screenshot or give me a printout, just so that I could show my insurance, because I did just pay $600 you know, for my insurance in advance, and I paid that last month. And so this is upsetting to me, and he didn't seem to care what I thought. After I asked a few times for that information, he really wanted to send me on my way. And this is after he, you know, give me and my friend the rundown, of course.
Do you think he was making the whole thing up, maybe? Or do you think he just didn't feel like giving you a screenshot?
I definitely feel like he was making the whole thing up. Just because it's happened previously.
How many friends were in your car?
Just one friend.
Just one. And you don't sound too old. What are you, early 20s?
Yeah, 21.
Okay.
And so I live in a college town.
Seems suspicious.
Sort of, you know,
driving while young. That's what your crime was.
Driving while young. Yeah, exactly.
What time was it? What time of day?
It was late. It was probably 9, you know.
Driving while young at night. Even more dangerous.
Exactly. You got to be up to something, right?
In packs.
You don't have long hair, do you?
You might be a gang.
Yep, it's past my years, and, you know, you've got sideburns, you're already in a category.
Did you ultimately get the screenshot? Because I asked an officer during a stop where the information that he was presenting me did not match up with my understanding of my record, and he flat out refused and said he did not need to. That's what court was for. Okay.
Exactly.
See you in court.
That's exactly what he said. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, the only proof of insurance you need is your insurance card. And I said, okay, well, I have my insurance card. Why have I been stopped? I need the information from you, the city, so that I can give it to my insurance company and have my issue with them. Otherwise, my issue is with you.
They would so much rather you just go to court, because that way they get paid overtime, and you're not likely to go to court anyway, because in that case, you would actually be at a loss, because everyone knows court takes up your entire day.
And additionally, what's completely asinine about this is in my wallet, I have insurance cards dating back to 2006 that have no effective date, no expiration date. And what is a cop going to do to verify that I actually have this insurance? Is he going to call the insurance company? How does he identify himself as a police officer? So it's just this card that I would hand over to in this case, a Vermont cop, and say, oh, here's my proof of insurance. Okay. Oh, so I just need this card in my wallet. That's all I need. Mm-hmm. I don't actually need to compare to a database. You actually have no accurate information. You're just kind of taking my word. How do you know that I didn't print up this plastic card at home?
Yeah, that's what some people have done, you know, insurance fraud or whatever, you know, they'll have the information and then they'll stop paying their insurance. And that's, you know, that's the opposite side of the fence, and that's where, you know, the database may come in handy for the police officers who, you know, for people who don't actually have insurance. But for the people that do, who they just want to profile, I just, you know, I just think it's kind of funny And
Braden, I want to thank you for calling and sharing your story tonight. Really appreciate hearing from you on this. 855-453.
If I may add one more thing, there's another push here in New Hampshire to legalize license plate scanners.
Oh, boy.
And I'm no fan of that. I've actually been really proud of New Hampshire that they have fought against this, because it's something that you can mount in a cruiser or set up on the side of a highway, and it will automatically scan passing cars and compare the license plates or data to a database of cars that are wanted or stolen or whatnot. And I think if you are traveling from point A to point B, you're not hurting anyone, you're not speeding, and there's no reason, there's no probable cause.
It's a tracking system. I mean, that's all it is.
Absolutely. And I wholeheartedly object to that.
Isn't New Hampshire like the only state with a prohibition against it?
I believe so.
And they're trying to change that.
The chairman of the Criminal Justice Committee is trying to change that, actually.
Now, there's a law that's being suggested, or a bill, right?
Yeah,
there's
a bill in process. Yep. Yeah. It's in committee. In committee, and so, they are looking to what this bill
sponsor
claims.
Is this a bipartisan thing?
No, it's spearheaded by the chairman, who I believe is a Republican, and he's trying to say, the issue for most people think this is a good idea. They just worry how long the data is going to be kept.
That's not the only concern.
My primary concern is that there's going to be cops sitting on the side of the highway just watching their scanner. You want to talk about cop laziness.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
The caller brought up an interesting point into my mind about, like, if you were to fake some government paperwork, is it really fraud?
I don't believe it's fraud. In the instance that I was talking about regarding insurance, because at the car dated from 2006, but it was a long policy that I had. I mean, I carried insurance because it's the smart thing to do, not because there's some law somewhere that tells me I must.
Right.
I don't think it's fraud to scam a scammer. I mean, the government's a scammer.
Because it seems like
the government
defrauds people all the time. So in some sense, it could almost be looked at as self-defense.
Right. If a robber has a knife to your back and demands that you give him all your money and you only give him half of the money, that's not fraud, you know?
Right.
855, 453. The government's just robbery on a large scale. And threats and violence. Everything's next. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum of Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.